If you build a chair that has a wiry frame, people's perception is that it isn't going to hold them. They get very tentative about sitting in it. Seating is a very intimate kind of thing. The body comes intimately into contact with the chair, so there are a lot of visual cues like perceived temperature and hardness that drive people's perceptions. But as Herman Miller tinkered with the design, coming up with new and better prototypes, and got people to overcome their qualms, the scores began to inch up. By the time Herman Miller was ready to go to market, the comfort scores were above 8. That was the good news. The bad news? Just about everyone thought the chair was a monstrosity. From the beginning, the aesthetic scores lagged way behind the comfort scores, said Bill Dowell, who was research lead on the Aeron project. This was an anomaly. We've tested thousands and thousands of people sitting in chairs, and one of the strongest correlations we've always found is between comfort and aesthetics. But here it didn't happen. The comfort scores got above 8, which is phenomenal. But the aesthetic scores started out between 2 and 3 and never got above 6 in any of our prototypes. We were quite perplexed and not unworried. We'd had the EquiChair. That chair was controversial too, but it was always seen as beautiful. In late 1993, as they prepared to launch the chair, Herman Miller put together a series of focus groups around the country. They wanted to get some ideas about pricing and marketing and make sure there was general support for the concept. They started with panels of architects and designers, and they were generally receptive. They understood how radical the chair was, Dowell said. Even if they didn't see it as a thing of beauty, they understood that it had to look the way it did. Then they presented the chair to groups of facility managers and ergonomic experts, the kinds of people who would ultimately be responsible for making the chair a commercial success. This time, the reception was downright chilly. They didn't understand the aesthetic at all, says Dowell. Herman Miller was told to cover the Aeron with a solid fabric and that it would be impossible to sell it to corporate clients. One facility manager likened the chair to lawn furniture or old-fashioned car seat covers. Another said it looked as though it came from the set of RoboCop, and another said it looked as if it had been made entirely from recycled materials. I remember one professor at Stanford who confirmed the concept and its function, but said he wanted to be invited back when we got to an aesthetically refined prototype, Dowell remembers. We were behind the glass saying, there isn't going to be an aesthetically refined prototype. Put yourself for a moment in Herman Miller's shoes. You have committed yourself to a brand new product. You have spent an enormous amount of money retooling your furniture factory, and still more making sure that, say, the mesh on the Aeron doesn't pinch the behinds of people who sit on it. But now you find out that people don't like the mesh. In fact, they think the whole chair is ugly. And if there is one thing you know from years and years in the business, it is that people don't buy chairs they think are ugly. So what do? You could scrap the chair entirely. You could go back and cover it in a nice, familiar layer of foam. Or you could trust your instincts and dive ahead. Herman Miller took the third course. They went ahead. And what happened? In the beginning, not much. The Aeron, after all, was ugly. Before long, however, the chair started to attract the attention of some of the very cutting-edge elements of the design community. It won a Design of the Decade Award from the Industrial Designers Society of America. In California and New York, in the advertising world and in Silicon Valley, it became a kind of cult object that matched the stripped-down aesthetic of the new economy. It began to appear in films and television commercials, and from there its profile built and grew and blossomed. By the end of the 1990s, sales were growing 50 to 70% annually, and the people at Herman Miller suddenly realized that what they had on their hands was the best-selling chair in the history of the company. Before long, there was no office chair as widely imitated as the Aeron. Everyone wanted to make a chair that looked like the exoskeleton of a giant prehistoric insect. And what are the aesthetic scores today? The Aeron is now an 8. What once was ugly has become beautiful.